Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Hello, everybody.
No, I'll never stop doing it with that accent. And finally, Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
So, we got to play in a shop. Well, they did.
We played shop.
I kicked myself out because I didn't want to have to talk to myself.
That's fair.
I understand that feel. I really do.
Yeah.
Got new stuffs.
We all got a couple of new items.
We got a massive key.
Had a massive key.
Now had.
Which we used later. We all got something that we had to attune to, so that took an hour.
Want to go through what you got real quick or no?
Natalie, what'd you get?
I got a sword that I can't pronounce.
Makuhito.
Yeah, Makuhito.
That's Pokemon.
Okay. And then, yeah.
I
got next!
Before Weasel left, he got a can of energy drink.
Super Bang energy drink.
Yes.
And you got earbuds.
And I had Bright Force buy him a pair of earplugs so that he could sleep at night.
Well, if the West Young comes into your room and you don't wake up, he's going to hit you with something. You're going to wake up with damage rather than...
That's why I have CC.
Yes, he's in the room! You gotta wake up!
You gotta get up. Oh, shit.
Art hasn't met CC yet.
No.
I'm excited.
Not until we get to back to Mars.
Alright, so Art, what'd you get?
I got a nice set of brand new samurai armor with a crane motif that transformed in...
Also, I'm pretty sure I see it by one.
Oh, I can definitely do that.
Yeah, and what else does it do?
Almost turns me into a monk. I can run up walls. I have gliding. I can, let's see, extra 10 feet of movement and death ward once a day. That resets at dusk or at dawn in Japan.
I got incense.
You specifically didn't buy the incense that he offered.
Didn't I?
No.
You bought a sensor.
And I got sensor.
What to beat people with. All right. So, and then they went up to the... They used the giant key to get into a golden elevator. The giant golden elevator shot them up at very, very fast speeds, knocking Bright Force out temporarily. They found out that the room they were in was full of weapons that were pointed down at the area below. And then they entered the presence of Gilgamesh, who they learned the name of afterward. The gnome who brought them up in the elevator, his name is Garland. And Garland brought them down to visit Tigris, who is Gilgamesh's champion.
When we finally met Tigris, she asked us to free her.
So that she could kill Gilgamesh.
Which, at that point, we figured out that was the name of the guy that's running this arena.
And we roll in. She says, "Release me now, and I'll kill him myself."
So,
okay. Garland still with us?
Yes.
Because I want to gauge how he's reacting and then switch this all into telepathic.
Doesn't care.
Okay.
He's like, I just get minimum wage, man.
If you look at him, he kind of chuckles softly. He says, "She's not the first to want my master dead, and she won't be the last."
All right. Well, if he's fine with it.
In party chat, I will specifically say he was commanding us not to touch her. Nothing about the cage.
So, Tigris, I have a question. Is there a reason why you can't just, like, forfeit the fight, pretend to lose?
Arena fights, you fight lose, to you death. Die.
Okay,
is that how they're running this?
Yep. All right.
So she would say, "I would die if I did that."
I would never willingly lose a fight.
Okay. You know what? Fair. And that's how I feel too.
Even in her human form, her teeth are more like, she has long canines. Like, she's been shifted too long and she hasn't fully shifted back.
Okay.
And she's been there for how long? I believe she's the 20-year.
I think so.
She's the 10-year. There was a 50. There was a Granite was 50. Sigma was 30.
Right.
She was 20. Last one was 10. Arclight was 10.
Okay.
Or it might be or she reversed. Was 20 and Arclight's 10. And Arclight was 20. She's 10. Either way.
Either way, she's been here for at Ten least while. A decade.
At least, if not two.
Take a look at the lock. I'm going to put up the party chat just for, you know.
There isn't a lock.
There isn't a lock.
There isn't a door.
There isn't a door.
You're in the viewing gallery.
Uh-huh.
So we
the door is over there.
No, to the cage.
Yeah.
The door to the cage is, like, through a wall that you don't have access to.
Oh.
Well, you had teleported.
Does someone have Mage Hand that we could pick this lock?
I do not have Mage Hand.
There isn't a lock here. The lock is behind...
Listen.
If we had an arcing trickster, that's another story.
I'm trying to be helpful.
So, super genius. Do you know if, say, Misty Step would get through this cage?
Through the cage, more than likely, but we have to get to the cage first.
You're standing in front of the cage.
Okay, you said we're in a viewing area. We're not.
Yeah, you're looking at golden bars in front.
Muscles?
Okay. Yeah. What's up?
You can get her out.
I could. Oh my god, I could! And then she can I go do it? I appear, and then I try to grab her.
Paul did not think about this.
No, I knew she had the ability. I was wondering if she'd do it. You said it, you did it. So Bright Force poofs from beside you guys and reappears about 10 feet behind you guys, bleeding.
Ow! Oh my god, don't do it! Don't do that!
Now I gotta roll dice.
Okay.
And you don't currently have temporary hit points from me.
No.
And Garland says...
Told
ya. I assumed there was power dampering, but there's only one way to find out.
Natalie, take... 13 damage.
Okay.
As you rebound it off violently.
Okay, so don't do that. Lesson learned.
Sorry.
It's okay. I thought it was a good idea, too.
Is there magic on it?
Yeah, not use the time. Absolutely.
Gee, I'm going to stop in the middle of the room.
I like teleporting to spikes
would
her.
Would I be able to use Arcana to determine the level of it to see if I can actually dispel it? A 10 plus a 12 for a 22.
It is a 9th level.
Not a chance, got it.
Yeah, arcane ward. Probably something done with glyphs and wards or something like something. So some pretty hefty magic went into making this cage. You've seen magic stronger than it once or twice, maybe. Any artifacts you've seen like in your family? But then again, you couldn't see magic back then, so. You didn't have the
tech magic. I was initially warlock.
You didn't have the tech magic, though. You didn't. I checked. The original version. I wanted to see if you had it.
I don't have the original version anymore.
So. I don't either. But I know I do. You have me take it from you. I think. No, I got rid of it. But either way, no, you didn't have the tech magic.
All right. I'm going to try something. This is probably going to backfire.
Tell me first.
What?
Tell me first.
I have Zone of Truth.
That's odd for your character.
The power set.
Got it.
Mental. The telepath.
Should I put Garland here under Zone of Truth and then ask him how to free her?
He is not compelled to answer the question. He just has to answer it truthfully, if I remember the spell correctly.
That is correct.
Yeah, but he can't lie.
Correct, if he fails to save.
Which, for me, is the same as my... not the same as my sorcerer spells anymore.
Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I give you a bonus.
I know. I appreciate it. But...
You gotta try. I mean...
Doesn't hurt to try.
It's a power, so...
Wait a minute. Would detect... detect thoughts just tells me if something is thinking or...
You get surface thoughts, and then if you use... If you impose a wisdom save on them, then you get other thoughts.
And do they know about the wisdom save?
If I use detect thoughts and I ask him how to free her, would that give me, or how to bring her to the other side of the cage?
It depends on how adept mentally he is. Yeah. And you wouldn't know.
Probably pretty adept because he's a gnome.
You wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's meta knowledge.
His stats are unknown to you.
I can't give anti-inspiration.
No, but you can give a hard slap. Like
but I want to.
I heard that.
Good. I was trying to make sure it was on that.
To be clear, he smacked himself.
Yes.
Lies. Lies.
All right.
It was Natalie.
Yep.
Always.
All right. So what you doing?
All right.
So reading through my spells.
I will use...
Do we have Tigress in the party chat?
Yes. Wait. Tigress is in the party chat. Never
mind. And I assume you've already tried to strength your way out?
I gave up after about 3 years of that, yeah.
Oof. Got it. How do they normally let you out of the cage? And how do they get
They the don't. Arena? They put her into the arena. It's probably just the cage in the arena.
Cage, tunnel, arena. Cage, tunnel, arena. No, cage, tunnel, arena. Arena, tunnel, cage.
Is there any steps in between? Like, are you in the cage the whole time you're in the tunnel? Are you caged instantly? Or
cage, tunnel, arena.
Okay, how do you get into the tunnel?
Tunnel.
Cage. Through the door there.
So she is allowed out of the cage. That's our opportunity.
Yes, but it goes straight into
a tunnel.
Into the arena.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now we can tell. Once she's out of the cage, we can teleport her.
I don't think so.
How do you
try?
How do you know that it's not going to be of the same effect as?
Because I only see the magic shit out of the cage.
No, you see the magic in this entire hallway, entire area you're in.
Can I bring Weasel with me to teleport to the front of the cage to pick the lock?
No,
damn it!
Bounce off the wall again. You said you cast detect thoughts.
Yes.
You hear in your mind, I willingly submit.
All right.
Ask me any question you have. I have no reason to lie.
Okay.
And she says it out loud.
What?
He says it out loud.
Oh, all right. How do we bring her out of the cage with us?
My master allows him. Allows her to leave.
That's the only
way. That's the only way that she can get out of the arena.
As he willingly did say, he says... And the only way for him to allow that is to win a gauntlet.
And if we win the gauntlet, does that mean that we are the new champions?
Only if you wish to be.
So we fight the gauntlet, we get the girl, get out of here.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's the only way then.
So I guess they have a new entertainment for the evening.
Yep. We're running a gauntlet.
How many people can be in the gauntlet? Or is it just one person?
It's a group of four.
Wow.
One, two, three, four. That's us!
I'm sure it'll scale to whatever kind of force you want.
That's very true.
So we include Tigress into it.
No. She has done enough. It's time for us to take her burden.
Tigress, you get a break.
Have inspiration.
Plus, then you're more ready for your fight afterwards.
Okay, how many fights are in a gauntlet?
We don't know, but
I'm asking the dude.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Three? With a 1 minute break in between.
1 minute break.
Not a 10 minute break?
A 1 minute break in between.
But what if we have to go potty?
You have 1 minute to pee.
You have 1 minute break.
I can't
break.
Get out of my armor in less than a minute.
You have a 1 minute break.
I recommend you pee in your armor. It's pretty normal.
The armor.
I'll look it up later.
Armor's nanotech. It'll let it out.
I mean, it makes sense.
It'll filter it for you.
It makes sense. I mean, I believe you. I feel like they've done that before.
Middle ages. They just shit
medieval
in armor.
Times.
Just in armor. Then, you know.
That's what the pages were for. After they were all done.
Clean my armor.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sire.
It just moves apart, lets you do your business, and gets, you know.
Oh, God. Why are we talking about? Okay, moving on. I did bring it up. I wanted to see if we could get more time, Mike.
Well thought, but no.
Yeah, an hour in between would be excellent.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Ain't 10 minutes, I could catch cat now.
Never going to happen. Exactly why I wouldn't let you have it.
So.
Okay. How do we...
I guess we need to return to Gilgamesh and tell him that we need... We'll fight to...
You hear a bellowing voice. No need. The gauntlet begins in 5 minutes.
Well, shit.
And you all feel like you've been... you all feel a sudden pulling as you are all shunted into a cage that appeared opposite Tigress. Identical. Except for there's, you know, four chairs and then instead of one moderately comfortable-looking bed.
I'll take the time to go in and do my prayers and kneel and bless myself. And
he is the most religious non-cleric I've had in a party.
Okay, there we go.
Non-paladin.
Yep.
And we got both. And a cleric.
And the most non-religious cleric we've had in a while.
No, his religion is pretty strong.
I just thought it would be a fun joke.
Really strong.
It's like I talk to my deities daily. And they talk back to me.
Shut up.
But in a good way.
They make comments about my every move.
I'm on all day.
It's the fucking peanut gallery up there. We just don't usually narrate it. Only if it's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like eventually everyone's going to have voices in their head in this group. Get them
so far. I expect the exosuit maybe gets its own AI.
That'll be added later tonight when we augment the exosuit power set. AI targeting, AI
I thought about analysis. It, but it wouldn't make sense if it was like a true symbiote type thing.
The symbiote, yeah, that makes sense.
Actually, it really would make sense. It may be augmented later. We don't know. Maybe a higher level.
And then you gotta find something for Luna to have a voice in her head.
You're a paladin.
Yeah.
Not hard.
Fair.
You're a paladin.
Okay.
All right. Paladins are generally crazy.
Yep. A little bit off.
You're right as El Combustion.
You know, she's very close, then.
So, you guys, it's take the five. What preparations do you make in the 5 minutes?
She does lay on hands.
Game plans?
Okay, so, here's what we're going to do. And then she thinks of some battle strategy that's really cool and really impressive, and you're just like, wow. Oh,
by the way, I thought of the voice in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mother's.
No, oh god.
You just hear her degrading you all day long.
Oh god.
No, she didn't hit her with the stoke curse like I wanted to.
That's evil, I love it.
Big oofs. Please don't do that.
By the way, they share a mother.
We're half siblings.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And Cocoa for Cuckoo Puffs.
She is not.
She's evil.
She's evil. She's evil as fuck, not crazy.
That's fair. No, she does have some crazy tendencies.
And you've met, and you know who her mother is. Don't know who her mother is.
No, because that's not her mother. That's not my grandma.
You know who the woman that she treated as your grandmother.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of cuckoo there.
She has lightning powers.
Yep. And you don't, because you're not related.
Nope.
Okay, so the 5 minutes are up. Because
I cast guidance.
I did. Lay on hands.
Nobody really had damage.
Just guidance me.
Damage for
I'm
bumping.
Just up.
Does, yeah, up hit from, die.
Does yeah. guidance work on attack rolls? I don't think it does.
You target a creature once before the spell ends. Yeah. The target creature at D4 ability check. Okay, but I'm...
Who are you giving it to?
Never mind. I'm keeping Detect Magic up.
Guidance would work for initiative. It's an ability check.
I would rather keep Detect Magic up.
Okay. Thank you.
I had to ritual cast it, so I'm getting...
Exactly 10 minutes.
Exactly. We have five minutes. You
hadn't dropped it.
Exactly. That's why I was saying I'm not doing divination. Divination.
So, you guys are led down a tunnel... after the 5 minute, you hear a soft gong, and then the door leading to the tunnel that appeared opens, and you notice that the wall behind you is slowly pushing you forward.
Got it. So,
do you keep a good pace, or do you allow it to go?
I stay ahead of it.
I'm definitely going to stay ahead of it. I'm going to walk bravely out into the arena.
Say we let the armor types lead the way.
Yes, we're in front of the squishies.
Thick boy beans. Moving on. Okay.
So I just realized
Force and Samurai.
I lower my AC to increase your AC.
Yeah.
When I traded my melee gear, mm-hmm. I lost 1 point, and you gained that 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, I did.
Bright Force and Samurai in the lead, Damon following behind them, and then me at the back. I'm not dragging ass, I am following them.
Okay. All right, so...
I don't want to get zapped by this stupid wall.
You guys enter... Yeah, and if you do get anywhere close to it, you hear soft crackling coming from it. You guys enter the arena, and it is that silvery sand, and it is slick. If you do not have a means to ignore difficult terrain, it is difficult terrain for you. So, Samurai Crab, you can run on walls and shit and jump and glide. You're fine. But everyone else?
How's the lighting situation?
It is bright as day.
Gotcha. No flight.
You guys are the only things in this arena.
All right.
Technically,
and you hear chanting.
What is like, chanting?
What are they saying?
Gauntlet! Gauntlet! Gauntlet!
Yep. We're the evening entertainment.
Makes sense.
So in party chat, who wants to be invisible? Greater invisible.
Part of me wants to say me, but I really feel it should be one of the ones that can, like, hack
you
and
slash. You would have advantage on all attacks.
You know, and now that you're saying it.
Now think about this.
More attacks, a better chance to
crit. Yep.
Critical smite.
You make a very good offer, sir. I would like to be invisible.
Yeah. I am not one to shirk from being the front line.
Yep. Though I would like to be invisible, too.
Well, then if you want to be invisible, you can be invisible.
Much harder to down your healer when they can't find your healer.
That's, you know, fair.
Yep.
Underestimate me.
I know. They all have second level See Invisible casted on them. So first, it's a homely spell.
I also... Okay, never mind. Alright, we're ready.
The same, I assume, with you out of my location. They still have disadvantage to hit me, though. Technically. They still can't see me. They know where I am. My location, but...
Paul's like, I did not... expect them to do this.
Absolutely.
Decided on the monster.
No, I had a monster in mind, and it ended up being the wrong kind of monster.
It's a Hydra.
Oh, by the way, Paul, we are level 8 now, so you can hit us with those four elementals all at once.
Don't threaten me with a good time. So you notice a dozen cages, a dozen holes appear in the opposite wall.
Mm-hmm.
And bounding out are a dozen golden lions.
Aww. No!
Is that the monster I'm thinking it is from MTG?
Well, they're just fucking lions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's good.
So they're not Felidor.
No.
Or that, that lion giant.
No, but I do have 12 of them.
Yep.
How closely are they grouped together?
One every 10 feet.
You made me fight. 20-foot
radius?
You're making me fight my favorite animal. It's hurting my little bit inside. And I noticed that I don't have animal handling, and now I'm very sad.
And you notice that they have bloodshot eyes.
And babies.
Looks like black spiked collars.
But okay.
Roll insight.
Okay. All of us?
Sure. Or perception, actually.
Now you're talking.
Here I was setting up for my first
move. Or technology.
Okay. So
well, if you say tech,
14 plus
that's a 27 for tech
is 17.
Okay. What was that roll for you? 17
for perception.
They're not
7 for 15 perception.
They're not moving like a normal lion would.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that those
27
are
27 on tech. That was what you said.
Holy shit!
They are automatons. Those roll are not. 15. Those are not actual
lions.
Lions.
They're not real. They're automatons.
Okay, now I feel a little bit better about killing them. Smash. Thank God. Smash them. Not Luna's favorite animal. This is Natalie's favorite animal.
All right, so it is initiative because I will be doing them in group. I'll give you guys an opportunity. I'm going to do them in either one, two, or three groups.
Three groups.
If that's the consensus. That's fine. I'll give you. All right. And
wait, hold on. To have them in three groups.
Yeah, so it's not, I'm not getting 12 of them at you at one time.
Okay, that's fine.
Because that would be brutal.
Yeah.
Fair.
Hard to heal.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Hold on.
I guess...
Roll that advantage, Natalie.
I did roll it with advantage.
Alright, what did Brave Force roll?
19 minus 1 is 18.
I rolled a 10 plus 2 for 12.
I rolled a 3 plus 7 for 10.
I rolled a 12 plus 2 for 14. Am I the high?
No. I got 18.
I have a 15 plus 2 for 17.
Hang on.
That's Lion's A. I have a 10 plus 2 for 12.
All right, what is their dex?
15.
Tie.
Tie goes to the player.
Thank you.
And then a 5 plus 2 for 7. I rolled a 15, 10, 5.
Does Brian first get to go first?
Yes.
That never happens.
Well, we don't have the monk with us.
Luna's in her element. She's in gladiator mode. She wants to fight. So obviously she'd be ready for this. Okay.
And I'm going to say they're within 30 feet of you. So they've prowled forward. I'm sorry. They'll be staggered. So it'll be group A is 30 feet from you, group B is 50, and group C is 70.
And I'm invisible now?
Nope. I haven't cast it yet.
Okay. I'm going to run up to...
Right, Forest is first.
Go run up to the first one.
What?
And use smite, thunderous smite with... Not thunderous smite, just regular smite.
Roll the hit first.
Because you can do it
with my new, crazy sword.
So,
what's to hit the plus to hit? Is it 8?
It's 1 better than your normal one.
So 9. 11 plus 9 is 20. Does that 20 hit?
Hits a lion.
Thank
roll
God.
46.
No, you have to roll a total of 46.
I am rolling 4.
No, you have to roll enough dice to hit the number 46.
Okay, guys. Please don't kind of confuse me, because it's working.
And did you want the...
5, 10, 15, re-roll 19.
Ones and twos. Roll ones and twos.
I rolled 3 fives and 1 4. So 19.
Plus your strength.
Plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 5.
Plus 1 plus more one. For damage.
Yeah, 6. Plus so.
19 plus 6.
20.
25. Boom.
And do it all again.
I'm going to do it
again. Do you know how much health the lion has?
24.
Is it one more than what I hit it for? Of course it is.
26.
Don't smite.
I will not smite. Okay, I hit you.
I'm sorry. You're going to get the extra point of damage because something's going to happen.
What happened?
The blade of your sword shatters into a billion pieces, shredding that line that Ryan automaton and sending it to the ground. And in its place is left a 4-foot-long blade of pure thunder. You're doing 46 thunder damage with that now.
Heck yeah!
I'm picturing like a silvery pink color for the blade.
Yeah, with flecks of red flicking through it.
Yeah.
And you know, you have a feeling that you could coalesce it into a physical weapon if you needed to.
Yeah.
But mechanically, it's a great flame time with a plus one. But it turns all of your damage into thunder damage, unless you smite, in which case you get the smite bonus.
So it's plus 9 to hit,
mm-hmm.
46 plus...
6.
6.
Yeah, it's a plus one flame. Wow. It's a plus one flame tongue greatsword, effectively, but it's thunder damage instead of fire.
Yes. Thank you, Paul. It would be like a like the blue, you know my color palette, the purplish current. Blue kind of look.
No.
Oh. That was an effective. You have another hit. Swing. I have it. I'm gonna hit another one.
And it has reach. Sorry.
Okay. Awesome. I'm gonna hit.
Which
another
is relevant because you're short. I'm gonna slow.
Okay, listen. You don't have to. You first. Don't have to keep making fun of me.
Yeah, but she's also got the boosted speed.
She does.
13 plus 9
hits.
Okay, and then 46 again.
Yes.
46. Oh God, I'm the slow one in the party now.
No, not if you're next to her.
Oh, I wish I did smite, but that last one was very good.
You can smite if you want.
No, I don't want smite.
You can smite if you want.
It's 2 ones, so
she's reroll
those. Roll ones and twos.
Apparently, I'm doing this. They're both fours now.
Yay!
So
upgrade.
Upgrade complete.
22.
It is wounded.
Mm-hmm.
With the plus 6. Okay.
But as it is thunder damage,
mm-hmm.
It falls apart. They're vulnerable constructs. To thunder damage.
And then she yells, "This sword is so cool!"
And it glows brightly, and you feel
and you feel
like a strange cooling sensation on the back of your neck, like you pleased something.
This is awesome! That's what she yells. Do I hear bright force? Bright force?
No.
Damn it!
You hear booing.
Oh.
No, you hear it still gauntlet. You don't see any like
see anyone.
You see a ton of like spectators, but they're obviously automatons. Yeah. They're not. You see the very occasional one or two person might be alive, or just a really good automaton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the pay per view is going through the roof.
Yes.
Who's next?
Oh, that would be the first group alliance.
Well, I've got two attacks. I've got. Attacks on Bright Force. Because you're next to them.
You rush forward.
They have pack tactics.
No, unfair.
They have pack tactics.
There's only two of them left.
Okay. Does a 22 hit you?
Yes.
Take 5.
And then what?
Call second him in the morning.
Keep hitting me.
Again, 22, 4, 5.
Okay.
That was my 17. Who's next?
That would be Damon.
Damon?
Excuse me. 14.
All right.
All right. I rolled well. Shit.
Yeah. I'm a +2 for initiative compared to our +7, plus advantage.
+2.
Plus advantage.
I have advantage.
Bang.
I didn't drink it.
I know. But you can. Okay, so moving on. Move up.
I'm actually scared of it.
And I think it's too early in the fight to actually go into my domain. So I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon. Yep.
Also known as Cleric Extra Attack.
Yep.
It really is.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to 4th level on it just yet.
You can swing if you want it.
So, Art, I see your character taking a 1-level cleric dip for War Cleric.
That's a natural 20.
Hit that bonus action attack.
No. Nat 20. Roll 1 damage die, max the base.
14 plus, that's a 7, so 21 force.
It's dented.
I cast my cape. I go up to a different one, because I have multiple in reach. I'm at a group with her.
Yeah, there's one other one next to it.
I cast Booming Blade. Will a 22 hit?
No.
No, they're immune to 22s.
Oh.
21 will hit, 23 will hit, 22 no.
I actually made a monster that was immune to odds.
Sorry. Okay.
Its AC was 0, but it was immune to odd damage.
I personally like the idea for the Rand Demon. Its AC is 10 plus a D20, rolled every time someone swings at it.
Sounds awful. I don't want to do that. it was immune to odd damage.
I hit with odd a 14. ACs. So I hit with a 15. No, its AC is higher.
What?
15 misses. And 14 hit.
Yeah.
And I flipped a coin to see what it would be for each round.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Double. Radiant.
Okay.
And
this is the undamaged one, right?
Correct.
Okay. So make sure you keep the thunder separate.
That's why I have a separate die for it.
Okay.
They're all about to be damaged.
Okay, so that is 5 on the base for the thunder.
So 10.
So 10, 23 plus 6 more for...
Drops it.
Yep.
I have one line left in group A, and it has 3 HP.
And that's my turn.
So that means it's mine.
Sure, I have a 12, but your 12 is better than my 12 because you're a person.
Yeah. How close are the ones from group 2?
50 feet. They would be 20 foot farther back. Effectively, you could thunderball one group.
Do it.
Can I twin cast my power abilities? No, because that would be multiple targets. Never mind.
Correct.
God, I'm thinking ice.
Your cherry bomb, you could, though.
No, because that's a 20-foot radius.
No, cherry bomb. No, it's a five-foot square.
5-foot cube. Right,
so you could. I don't know you would, but you could.
Well, that's only got a 20-foot range, so... Gotta wait till they're closer.
Cherry bomb!
I'm gonna target group 3, since they're the furthest out.
I think that you might.
Yeah.
The odds of them making this save are so very low.
Yeah, the save is...
So you can't see shatter?
Super shatter.
Got it.
Super salad.
Well, 15 you said?
That sounds right.
It's a con save?
Yes.
They all fail. They die.
Well, it's 25, so they die anyways.
They have 26 HP, so they take 50 and implode.
Awesome.
Weasel is like laughing maniacally. I love this stuff.
Oh man, we're definitely related.
Yeah, every day you're like they are more and more related.
you see it. How have we missed it before?
How did we not see it before?
I saw it.
You did see it. You were like, I know.
He did. And he was cool about it and didn't give it up.
Weasel and
Lynn. It was too good. Was
and Bright Force good. Had a moment outside and be like, oh my god, we're related.
All right.
Thank God neither of us hit on each other. That'd be really weird.
Yeah, a whole Princess Leia situation.
No, Star Wars. No Luke Leia situation. Oof, here.
Big oofs.
All right.
And that stays
in. So that's Monster 2 now.
Monster 2? All right, so they're going to pounce.
On Luna.
On Luna. No, actually, they're going to split pounce on
Rico. He just detonated their
you're other you're too far away.
Aw.
That's why they should.
No, they're going to pounce two on each of... two on Luna and two on Damon. I remembered. That was good. All right, so pouncing, I get claw first, then pounce. Claw first, then if I hit, I get my bite for free. I'm sorry. If I knock you prone, yeah. All right, so... Oh, fuck. Son of a... Earn our explicit tag, damn it. Fuck. Balls. There.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
I mean, I can always cut them out.
You'd have to go back. Yeah, I'm sorry. We have an explicit tag on this podcast because we are all children who cannot not swear.
I've been doing my best not to this whole time.
Okay, we have the explicit tag. You can swear as long as it's not egregious.
God damn it.
That's fine.
So we're not going to be playing that one, the what is it? I think it might be Blink, but it's all, you know, the swear song.
Okay, so I'm going to hear, okay, so here are, it is Claws first.
Yeah, it is Blink.
All right, so this is the swing on Bright Force. Does a 19 hit you?
You know what? Yes.
I picked up the damage die. Take 7. And make me a strength saving throw. I don't foresee you falling down.
Not 1.
10 plus 8 is 18.
Yeah, you didn't. All right, second claw on you. Better to hit for 4 damage.
You said 4.
And make another strength save. Yep.
Hold on.
I'm looking for you to roll a 4 or less.
4 plus 8.
12?
Yeah.
You fall down! I get a bite.
They knocked you over.
Wait, what was the second to hit?
You didn't say the number.
24.
Okay.
Yeah, when it gets to a certain point, it's just like, yeah, that hits.
If a 19 hit.
I mean, if a 19 hits.
22 to hit?
Yes.
Or 11.
Fuck.
That was a good one.
I'm glad damage. That I healed.
Next damage, baby. All right. You know, here's the claws on Damon.
Don't fall. Don't fall. It's a bad thing.
Oh, it's worse if you fall before they start doing all that.
I believe it.
24 to hit.
Mm-hmm. I use my shield. The one on short
rest. The one you have.
I also have it as a wizard spell. Mm-hmm.
24 misses then with my 19. Maybe that's much harder on me. Second claw on you. 9's not going to do it. That is my 2 on you. So, the next group. Who's next?
Samurai.
Samurai!
Alright, I am going to move up and get in front of the fallen compadre and hopefully take care of the two that are there.
They're untouched.
Yep.
And there is one from group 8. Mostly touched.
22 will hit.
Yeah, all day.
For 18.
Ow. My pride.
pun intended?
Literally.
ow.
That's a Rob level pun. Shame.
Mike took
psychic damage
for that one.
Yeah. And then I will take the offhand. Punch. Yep. 18 plus 8 is 26 for 7, 12.
Drop the one. You got another one on her.
Yep.
Second verse, same as the first. A little bit louder, a little bit worse.
Hopefully. Or not. So the Lucky Shot hits, got a... Katana missed. I rolled a one.
One. I got a one is narrative, my friend. Roll it again and see how bad it was.
12.
You're fine.
Okay. I don't get impaled. Good.
I see that going horribly wrong.
Then 17 on the Waukesha.
It hits.
For 13 damage.
It's half health. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and.
You actually got action surge already?
I'd save it.
Yeah, I'll save that. Yeah, because this is only the first round. We got two more after this.
Because you got the touch.
Okay.
Bright Force.
Okay.
Hey, what about my third set of lions?
They died.
Oh, they got exploded.
Uh-huh.
50 points of...
I think said it had 50 shirt.
Points of thunder damage will fuck up anything.
Okay.
Sad.
I stand up, and I hit the closest one that's next to me. I stand up and I hit the closest one.
Okay, there's one left on you. It has a certain number of HP left that they told you is 13.
Okay.
She's going to murder it, and if she touches it...
11 plus 9.
Good, it died. You roll too many dice, plus your bonus to not kill it.
Also, you roll some dice if you don't roll good enough.
Okay, it's dead.
Now you have a second attack.
Another weakened one on
me. Okay, yes. I'm going for the full boar one.
Roll the damage with it.
I thought it was a lion, not a boar.
13 plus 9.
Here's a hint. They have 12 AC.
God bless America.
You roll ones and twos.
Do I just have that automatically?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Any two-handed strike you make.
I can't re-roll it again, I'm assuming. Okay.
Although that would be cool.
You should never
be rolling until they're not ones and twos anymore.
That sounds like an
21.
Good, doubles to 42.
Okay.
It dies.
It dies.
Yay! All right. And that is my turn.
There is one.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
He has 3 hit points left.
Three HP. Who's next?
That would be Monsters 1.
They're dead.
Damon.
There's
one with 3 HP left.
I will fire 2 Eldritch Blasts at it.
Rolled a hit.
Figure 2 shots.
Radiant Blast? Here.
Radiant Blast, yes. Luminous Blast.
Luminous Blast.
I hit.
Oh, look, you have more than 3 damage, did I?
I'm like, double by chance of the hit, Or just swing ones and do a lot of edge it. I'm gonna take
the. You game. Hear a begrudging voice. Round one of the gauntlet goes to the challengers. The next round will begin in 1 minute.
Can we just start it now?
Heal me! Someone heal me!
No, you can't. Almost like I thought that through.
It'll last exactly a minute. And so as soon as the fight starts, it disappears.
You're like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I will heal the Natbot.
That's me.
Are you looking for a lot of healing or just a little healing?
Well, it's 58 out of 90.
A lot of healing.
Oh, yeah. She got hammered.
That was a great hit.
It was small hits, but it was a lot of hits.
Yep.
Heal 20.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the first cure wound.
Oh, my. The first? 8.
So, Rob, are you going to use your boon?
I'm building for it.
Are you... No, are you going to use the reroll, the combat healing to reroll and empowered healing? One of those dice.
The 3 I'm looking at. Yeah.
Always reroll 3.
So 7.
So gain 4 more.
Yep, 4 more.
Oh, cool.
Now, how much injury do you look at?
I'm 82 out of 90.
82 out of 90?
Yeah, I should be fine.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Yeah, I agree. It's okay.
You're definitely not worth a heal.
I understand completely.
You good?
No. All right, Paul, next round. And go.
I will take the chance to center myself before the next round starts.
Well, I'm going to give you something mechanically that goes with that eventually.
That's fine.
Do it enough times.
I recite prayers from both Boreal and Ethereal.
Oh, I'm using this. This is definitely it.
One big target now?
Nope. All right. So, after the minute passes, anyone else do anything? Once.
I'm keeping up the technique.
Twice.
Nope. I got nothing.
All right. Round 2 of the gauntlet. Start. And you see 3 gates, one on your right, one on your left, and one dead ahead, open. And these are much larger.
I check behind me just to make sure there isn't a fourth.
There's not. Good thought. No inspiration. Good thought. That was mostly save your ass, this thought, I think.
Yeah.
Out comes something that looks a little bit like... I wish it would let me show you. Ignore the stat block. It is
a hand.
3-headed dog that is both red skin and...
I didn't see it.
Arcana?
Okay.
You would all...
spot.
Roll religion.
Religion? I'm not trained in religion. That's a joke.
Int-based, right?
Correct.
16 plus 1 is 17.
Double check. That's a plus 0, so 10?
So I rolled a 16 plus 12 for 28.
All right.
Yeah.
How'd you do, Art?
I rolled a 5.
Right, so let's start at the bottom. That's a Cerberus.
Yeah.
That's a 3-headed dog.
Dog.
It's that's... very big.
Yeah.
10. That looks like Cerberus. They're supposed to be guarding the gates of the dead.
You know that means spot, right? Spotted?
Yeah. Yep.
Hades called his dog Spot.
Yeah. I love it. I love it so much.
And then...
17.
17, that looks like... You know, it lived in the underworld, so it's probably got some kind of fire immunity.
Yeah.
27?
8.
28. Those are going to shoot... those are underworld Cerberuses. Those are... you know from your learning, Boreal says they will breathe out cones of molten rock. Don't gather up together.
Fun?
Spread out, I tell the group. From my high tech roll, is this another automaton?
No, this looks like it is a summon.
It's a summon. It's not an automaton.
Is there a banishing smite?
At a much higher level than she does.
Sorry. These beings are... They are not tameable. These are not summons. These are beings that are untameable. They are raw fury.
Well, Hades had...
No, these are under. These are like
Hades is a god.
I know, but that's his puppers.
They are known to serve demons.
Yeah.
So, it's initiative time, y'all.
I was kind of hoping that we were going to just keep it.
They will roll.
I gotta write another chart here. Yep.
Yes.
Hey, I think I'll make you one of those things like I did for my group.
That's appreciated. He also has
a whiteboard
over there.
If you want the whiteboard, I'll give it to you. I'll just grab it.
Well, what I did is I actually made little magnetic strips that you can just kind of... Yeah. And then I have...
They sell one that's like...
Well, at my job, I actually have access to magnetic whiteboards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I'll trim one up and...
Sweet.
I appreciate it. All right. Right for us.
I got 19.
You might go first.
Yeah. Again? 20 minus 1 is 19.
Wait, a nat 20.
Yeah.
So you go first. You go
first.
Automatically. If you want. Yes, please. Go on, Natalie.
Hey, these are underworld. That means all your right. Smite might get an extra die.
I rolled an 11 plus 2 for 13. Mr. Krabs.
I rolled a 12 plus 7 for 19.
Natalie still goes first.
Yeah.
And Damon.
I rolled a 9 plus a 2 for an 11.
I'm on a roll. All right.
12 plus 1 for 13.
That's what you get.
Okay.
Each head
7 plus
one, yeah. 13. What is their dex?
They're 12.
Okay, they go after me.
Does each head have a movement?
7 plus 1 is 8. And 6 plus 1 is 7. Sorry, two of them did get grouped together, but it was random.
Is there two of these?
There are three of them. There are nine heads out there.
There are nine very angry-looking heads coming at you.
We can't. There's no taming. She pulls out her ukulele and tries just for 1 second. And then if nothing changes, then she's done.
Growl a little louder.
God damn it.
At least the...
Actually, I have to track HP on these because there's three of them.
At least they're separated by Damon. Cerberus 1, Damon, Cerberus 2, Cerberus 3.
Fair.
Yeah, my roll low helped.
You mean low roll? You said roll low.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, you did.
Your roll low helped.
Yeah, my low...
I also low heard... Helped. What he's thinking, Rolos. He said.
As the person, no, trust me, you said it the other way, but either way, collective. You're correct.
I'm helping my friends.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
And we begin.
They need healing.
I can do that.
They just need a hug.
They do just need a hug, you're right. They need a little scratch under their chin, and then they'll be fine. They won't be as cranky.
Yes, scratch under their chin with his katana.
Mm-hmm.
A permanent chin scratch.
Do I get any ritual resistances?
Oh, yeah, they are immune to fire and necrotic.
And necrotic, okay.
Looks like you got a lot of D6s out there, friend.
Nope.
Oh, immune to blinded, charmed, deafened, exhausted, frightened, and stunned. And they have true sight.
Got it.
Of course they have true sight.
And they're tough mofos.
Yeah, this is... This is the CR-15?
Nope.
Not even 15? Okay. I don't know how the CR system works exactly, so...
It doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah.
You pretty much just look at it like, I think my party could take this, and you hope.
Yep. I know that feeling.
So, Bright Force.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar. But not on the receiving end there. All right, Bright Force is first.
Yes. I think you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to run up to the closest one, and I'm going to hit with my sword with Smite.
Declare smite after you hit.
I rolled a natural 20.
You smite.
I triple smite.
I smite. Okay.
What's the biggest smite you got? Oh.
Okay, I'm going to smite.
Can I loan her my fourth level spell slot?
No.
How many D6s do I roll?
D8s.
I roll D8s?
Well, sorry. It's four D6s.
Okay.
That doesn't change.
Right.
Now, how much smite do you want?
How many d8s do I roll?
And what level smite are you using?
I mean, you might as well do a level 2, you know?
Is that your biggest smite?
Yeah. Right now?
So that would be 3. You would roll 3 d8s because you're maxing the rest of them.
Okay.
All right. So
48
to start with.
All right. Plus 6 rolls. So whatever you roll, you're adding 51 to.
More. 48 plus or 6.
48.
No, 3.
3. 3d8 is 24.
24, so 54.
24 and 24 is 48 plus 6. 54.
Yeah.
54.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Roll.
So add 54 to whatever you roll with that.
Yeah, remember, reroll ones and twos.
Yes.
Yeah, on a paladin, that's real good.
Especially, oh, yeah. You should, oh, that's it's, disgusting.
It's not the rule, but I let it happen because it's the rule of cool.
It's the rule of fuck whatever I just hit.
I think you hit the spot.
Hey, you found that scratching point under his chin.
Roll me a die to see which one you hit. A, B, or, pick.
I'm counting. Hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. To see which one.
Okay, 19 regular, and then with the smite doesn't is it's 14. All at one. 18.
So 37.
Oh, and then sorry.
Okay, give it. What's the total?
What's the total? On the
all
dice?
The dice together.
19 plus 6 is 25.
Just read the dice.
We already did the rest of the math.
Okay.
You said 19 for the D4s, right?
Or
D6s.
D6s, sorry. And what's the D8s?
36, I think.
Okay.
What are the D6s?
D6s is 2 6s, a 3, and a 4. So 19, and then the 19. D8s is 2 7s and a 4.
18.
And then 18. People were talking, and I blended numbers.
Plus
there you
54
go.
Is 91. Fuck me.
91 damage.
Did I kill it?
No.
What?
All right.
Problem is, you get another
second
swing.
Attack.
Damn it!
How close did she get?
I can't tell you that.
How does it look?
Fucked up.
So this is definitely a miss. It's a 6 plus 9 is 15.
That's a hit.
Yes. We got life here, boys!
I mean, 91 for your first hit is pretty epic.
I'd say you caught it under the chin.
Yeah.
You went to go scratch the chin, and you gave it an uppercut.
I accidentally uppercut it.
You forgot the sword was actually in your hand because it's much lighter now.
Yeah.
And go, what?
Oops!
All right, Mr. Krabs.
All right, who's next? Mr. Krabs?
Mr. Krabs, huh?
Yes. Like, holy shit.
18 hit?
Yeah. Which one are you going after?
She went off to the left. All right, I'm going to go straight ahead.
Okay, so this one's untouched.
All right, so 18 hit?
Yeah.
17, 22 from the katana.
Okay.
19 hits.
It does.
And 10 from the waukesha for the first swings.
Washing.
17 hit?
Yep.
So then it would be 7, 11, 16, and 9. So 25 total for the second swings on both hands.
57. Respectable.
Wow.
Without even a crit. Not bright force, but respectable.
Yeah.
91. I still can't get over that.
Mike,
not the highest roll I've seen, but
really?
Still impressive.
No,
yep. Yeah.
I've seen paladin. I've seen high level rogue with paladin levels crit.
Hi.
With the warwick.
Yep.
Flame tongue, adamantine flame tongue.
That was the warwick.
No, it was the adamantine flame tongue on the constructs.
You're right.
It's like I got a guaranteed crit. Fuck yeah!
Busted that bitch out.
Alright. So, I'm going to target the same one that Bright Force did. We're going to take this thing down. I'm going to use Cherry Bomb. I'm going to try it since, you know, haven't had a chance to do it before. So, it needs to save, I believe.
Is it a con or is it a dex? I don't remember.
I believe it's.
It's very relevant.
Save for half.
It's very relevant.
And the save is 15.
I made. What for what? Dex or con?
Thunder, so it'd probably be con.
Okay, I made that save.
So you will take half of the 11 thunder damage.
I will take 5. It's still up.
Fuck.
Wasn't that close.
It was worth a shot.
It was.
That's all I can do.
Next.
Next up is number one. I was trying to bring him down.
It is going to breathe a cone of molten rock on the two of you.
Mike did not approach. He cast a spell.
And it is a 30-foot cone.
Resistant to fire.
Good. You'll take half damage. roll me a dex save, both of you. Yeah,
about fucking time I'm resistant to fire.
Let the salt flow.
I need to refill my salt shaker upstairs. Actually, now I already refilled it.
I already refilled it.
Pink Himalayan salt.
All right. I'm probably not close enough to get her bonus, right?
Correct.
What's the save?
Is DC 15.
Well, I rolled an 11 plus 5 for 16.
You made it.
Damn right. So I take a quarter damage.
13 plus 2 is 15.
Is it?
You save.
I did?
Oh, so we both take a quarter damage.
Yeah! Woo!
Well, that's not great damage. 10 plus 10 is 20. So take 10, and you're not restrained by the rock.
We take 5.
We take 5?
Yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Both save, you're both resistant. This is bullshit.
You picked the wrong.
They don't know. They're dogs.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm resistant also.
I'm the only one not resistant to fire.
You're resistant to other shit.
Erotic and radiant.
Damon's turn.
Damon will run up on the. Before running up, he'll fire two luminous bolts. Blast at number one to F it out and then get into melee combat with the
three?
Third.
Okay.
Will an 18 hit?
It will.
Is that the lowest of the two?
That was the low.
Yeah.
All right, so they both hit. Fuck him up.
Actually, you roll them separately. It matters.
That's a 15 radiant.
It will drop that one.
And then the second one would go for number three that I'm approaching.
That's why it mattered. Eldritch Blast is a in sequence. You get to pick.
13 damage, radiant.
Thank you.
And
not thank you, but fuck you, but either way.
And then I will cast a spell as my bonus action.
Okay.
Spiritual weapon number two.
Go figure.
Second verse, same as the first. A little bit louder, a little bit worse.
A 21 will hit?
Yeah.
For 11 force?
Doesn't like you. It's going to eat you now.
Good luck!
The one that I hit for 91 apparently isn't mad at me.
So. No, it's dead.
No, it's not. Dead.
I finished
it's
it.
Dead. Yeah.
I double tapped him.
Fair.
It attempted.
Yeah.
It falls down and then sinks into the sand.
Oh, fun.
You notice all the bodies have sunk through the sand.
Construct
special over. Sand.
You help Damon. I'll back up.
Sounds good.
Crabby. So
crab.
Yeah. I'm waiting Sammy. For the Crabby.
Sammy. All right. So, two Sammy? And three. Sammy yeah. Crabby.
All right. Mr. Krabs. All right. So.
Mr. Krabs.
All right. So it's my turn. I have two in a row.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I've got the one that's on Art for the one that's on Samurai Crab first.
Yep.
Make 3 bite attacks. Are you surprised it's 3?
No.
No one's surprised it's 3.
I am, because I can't count.
Me.
Just exile all 3 of these dice.
Back to the command zone?
Fucking, holy shit. 4-5-4? No.
Yeah.
12 ain't gonna do it, isn't it? No.
No.
Not the fucking day.
Those pink ones are never good. I don't know why you...
They were amazing last second.
Now.
19s and 20s only. Mm-hmm. Today? So we're going to this ones. These are the ones on Damon. 3 bites. 21?
I shield.
I'm sad. Okay.
Because that 21 is now my new armor class.
Balls!
Alright.
Alright. Top of the order.
Sad panda.
Here we go. It's time. I'm going to go help Damon.
Okay, that is the farthest one. You can make it.
Okay, I guess we We trade
planets. Could I teleport to him?
Absolutely, you could.
I'm going to teleport to him.
That is your bonus action, but you don't use your bonus action, so...
Yay, and then I'm both. I'm there.
Go. Yeah, they're there.
I'm going to hit him. I'm going to hit him.
Wait, why are you hitting me?
No, not you, the doggo. Here we go. Bah. Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got nothing to put in there right now.
13 plus 9.
He's got his own, though.
22 to hit.
This was our write-up.
I think that one is mine, actually.
No. 22. The orange one was mine. You had the yellow. She had the pink.
Well, I had the pink. She had the yellow because she looked...
Okay.
The one was Damon.
Gotcha. No, Damon never got one.
It was just an extra.
The orange one was mine.
Oh, it was? The...
Here, you take this
back. I left it here. Yeah. Paul, I hit it for 22. And now I'm hitting die. Here we go.
22 total?
No.
No,
wait, that was with a 22.
Oh. Man, are you smiting again?
No.
Okay.
I hit it for 26 damage.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. It was 4 fives, by the way. Second and then attack? Plus 6. And then second attack time. Please.
Aw.
I rolled another natural 20.
Hey, Natalie, what's that magic word?
I think it's going to be second level smite time.
Maybe first level
smite time. Maybe the first level smite time.
Yeah.
It's smite night.
Okay, how many?
Two D8s.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
48 lessons.
Man, I really like to roll two ones for these D6s. It just keeps happening. I think it's meant to be then. Okay.
Give us the total just from the dice.
29 total.
75.
54 plus
29.
It's the first
level. 46. 46 plus 20. 75.
54. I didn't add the plus 6 though for the 46. Okay, I want to be sure.
70, yeah, so 75 plus 50 is 125, which is more than enough to put it into the dead zone.
Thanks. Man.
All right.
All right.
Samurai turn.
Smite. I killed it.
Yeah, you missed it a bit.
Yay!
Fucking paladin smite. I had a shot at another turn with that thing. Yes.
So you use two of your teleports.
Mm-hmm.
15 isn't going to do it, right?
Nope.
All right, so the 17 will. 15 from the katana.
Okay.
They don't take anything extra from the cold, right?
Nope, just regular.
Just making sure.
Fair enough.
Okay, she misses. Katana is going to hit for 15.
Okay. It's still up.
Yep.
How's it looking?
Whooped.
All right.
That is bad. And I'm sorry. Just this much better than that, but then Brighthorse's initial smite. Like, 2 points better than that.
I'm going to use a mini boom on it.
Double.
Con save.
All right, I need to roll a con save now. 15.
23. All sevens.
Wow, that's not good for me.
Yeah. 28, so cut in half, 14.
Let me do the math, make sure I'm not wrong. 89 plus 14?
Yeah.
Be-doom, 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 be-doom. Guess how many hit points it has?
Single digits.
What is the longest?
And
I am not within my range of it, am I? My storm sorcerer ability.
How close were you?
It's not within 10 feet of me.
Did you want it to be? You know what? For the sheer thematic, it was.
Okay. You do additional out. 3 points of damage to
and
it.
Falls down. It will try and bite some of my crab as it goes down.
That's
definitely.
Times 3. 21? Nope. 22. With the extra armor.
Fukumi.
Hey, you also saw
was that
shields.
The owner?
Huh?
Was that the owner of the armor? The previous Fukumi. Owner?
What was the name of the sushi roll you had?
Alright.
Miso fat?
Beefy.
Miso beefy.
So we get another 10-minute breather?
1 minute. Aww. Until you hear another, a more disgruntled 1 minute till the next round.
1 minute till the next round.
Is everyone doing okay?
I'm doing good.
I'm perfectly fine.
77 out of 90. I'm okay. I
have to make sure the armor doesn't get dented. I don't think I'm going
to be sad.
It's fine.
I have an ability I've had since day one that I have not managed to use. But then again, if we're ever in that situation, we're in trouble. And it's a good bail us out.
Do I want to use that?
Yup.
It better not be.
Single target.
Hydra. You know it. We know it.
Well, we fought 12.
Look at that smile!
We fought 3, so we're going to be fighting a single big target.
Round 3 begins. Mm-hmm. And a massive door on the other side appears in the opposing wall, and y'all hear. Dun, and it's completely different. Everyone else was just chanting gauntlet. They're chanting, and then hero. Iron scale. And coming out of the opposing thing is an enormous,
some might say gargantuan,
six-headed hydra.
Hail.
Hydra.
And it looks spitting mad.
Well, yeah, no shit. We're in a freaking gauntlet.
And you see acid dripping from its maw.
I guess protection from energy?
You wish.
Absorb elements.
I don't have that!
Anymore?
Yet.
It's initiative.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Look at that. I rolled a 10 again, plus 2 for 12.
Oh!
I think you broke the bottom of the charts.
Yeah.
Well,
did you roll with advantage?
I did roll with advantage.
Did you roll super advantage?
I did.
Okay, listen, guys.
Hey,
ready for this?
Hold on. Yeah.
I rolled 15 minus 1 is 14. The streak has ended.
Alright.
Just FYI, my characters don't automatically go first if they roll 20s.
Yeah. He rolled the 20.
Samurai.
I'm back to what I had at the beginning. 3 plus 7 is 10.
Ooh.
And still, maybe I will go first.
5 plus 2 is 7. I'm still bottom of the order.
Jesus. And so iron scale.
20.
No bonus?
Natural.
On the die.
All right. Rolled
super advantage, but...
You know what that means, Mike? No dex bonus. Dex saves our actor here.
Yes.
Instead of writing a D for Damon, I wrote a 7.
That's how our day's going.
That was what his initiative was. I looked to the letter and drew a 7.
All right.
So
there's 4 of you, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I am a benevolent GM. So it has 6 heads. It is going to shoot 6 acid globules. And they're not all going at one target.
Yay!
2 of them are going at Gilgamesh. Oh.
No, one of you's get each of you, 2 of you are going to get 2. The other ones are each going to get
1. I'll take 2.
That is not how your
no,
choice.
No, what? All right, so. I'll take 2.
All right,
it's not your choice no. either.
Okay, listen, all right.
I'm like, it's 2 people that can cast shield.
Right force. Dex save.
Dex save.
Right?
Nope.
No?
It's a to hit.
Okay.
And then it charges into melee, but it's going to shoot because
shoot
its weight
the
is,
acid first.
It's just as good at that as it is in melee. All right, here's the roll. I'm going to go around the table just for ease of use.
Well, why don't you decide who's getting 2 first?
Nope.
No?
Not until it's done.
Okay.
So he's rolling a d4, then each time it gets 1 her for me.
I'm going to roll a d4, yeah, it was the side. But I'm going to roll in around the table. This is the one on Bright Force. 29 to hit?
Well, Jesus. Oh, man, you know what, Paul? You didn't hit me.
For 20?
God. 20?
This is on Weasel. At 1. So, nothing. Miss.
And roll, see how many
why is it when roll. You're hitting me, I get 20, and when you hit Mike, you get a natural 1 and don't hit him?
That's a 13 misses you, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Damon? 13 misses you?
Correct.
I can get four fucking die. You got a 20 and then never roll anything higher than a 2.
Don't worry. Right. These extra shots are going to go towards you.
I've got
a
question, Paul.
Yes.
My shield effect, can I use that on other people? The ablative shielding.
If they're within 5 foot of you.
Are we grouped together?
I believe we regrouped.
To be clear, that will not stack if they cast shield themselves.
Correct. I'm thinking about the one person that doesn't have shield at the table.
Yeah. That's me!
D4, one for Natalie, one for Bright Force, 2 for Weasel, 3 for Samurai Crab, and 4 for Damon. 3 is the Samurai Crab.
Oh, thank God. I'm sorry. Wait, nope, sorry.
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a crit.
Good luck.
I wish I got that item. Guardian Emblem allows me to cancel out up to 3 crits with the reaction.
Yeah, but didn't he say no?
Take 24.
Okay.
That was a really bad crit. 2 ones.
You hit me for 20. Regular. Regular.
And the second one, I'm going to roll a d6 because it wouldn't do 3 on the same person. 1, 2 for Bright Force. 2, 3, 4, 4. Weasel and 5, 6 for Damon. Weasel it is.
Good luck.
Well, oh no. It literally says oh no on the dice. A 15 misses you, I'm guessing.
15 is my armor class.
Does it hit or are you going to shield?
No, I will shield.
All right. Good. Not take 12 damage.
So it goes, then we go.
And now it is in melee with you. It did charge forward.
Cool.
Your turn.
Bright Force, you're still first.
Here we go. I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to use... I'm
going
to find out first. 14 plus 9, 23. Does a 23 hit you? I don't like that you had to check. I'm just gonna
It's called Iron Scale, so it probably has equivalent to plate armor, if a little better.
Okay, that's a pretty good roll.
Are you gonna smite?
It's smite night.
27 damage.
Is that with the smite or no?
No.
Are you gonna smite? I'm asking, not telling. You can save it for a crit.
I wanted to save it for a crit.
So 27 you said?
Mm-hmm.
You have another swing.
Okay, and I go to go again.
Is this an actual real monster, or is it a tech monster like we thought first?
It is a real monster.
19 plus 9? Is that... That's not a crit, right?
19? No, you're not him. He's like, I wish I had rolled a 19.
Take 3 levels of fighter, and then you can. Okay. Increased smite range?
No, that's not what it is. Find an item that does it.
It also gives her action search. There was barely any items that do that. Exactly. And they're all legendary.
Hey, Damon.
24 damage.
How so smart are these things?
I rolled
a 19. You heard that.
24, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to do that.
Okay.
Oh, Paul, can I do an arcana to know about it?
Sure.
Or religion or whatever. It would be. I still think that's a plus 12, so.
This is good.
I'm sorry. You hit it twice with melee?
Yes.
You will take 2d8 acid each time.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's nine.
21 for nature.
12 the first time, and 14 the second.
Oh, 21 on nature.
Take 26.
Does it matter if she's doing thunder damage, not slashing?
Holy on. No, correct. Stop. He's right. You did not do slashing or piercing.
You're welcome.
Ah, I understand.
Bleeding.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Blood.
Okay. I have a bloody new weapon.
Thank God.
I know who's going to take the brunt of this one.
Fuck. You don't know that.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
4 attacks later.
You're going to regret
it. I know who I'm.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to use a bonus action after your second swing to get a little more HP back. Second wind, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Paul, right. 21 on nature.
Yeah, you know that this is a creature from myth. It has the ability to spit acid. It can't obviously, yeah, it's pretty caustic. hitting it with a melee weapon that pierces or slashes will cause it to rupture acidic blood that hurts a lot.
Hey, hint, hint. Maybe use the flat end of the sword.
That's not a thing. He's so right.
Use the pummel.
Nope. That's not the way the weapon works.
You have unarmed attacks.
You do. You have
I do have the punch, yes.
I also have a shotgun if you want to borrow it.
It's an angel with a shotgun. Okay. And it's immune to acid damage.
Okay.
And it has... If you try and run away, it has as many bites as it has heads.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that it's, like, immune? Okay, fantastic.
Immune to acid.
No weaknesses?
None.
How intelligent does it generally get?
You
know what's coming.
Uh-huh.
No, I have no idea.
Yes, I do.
I shared a specific spell with you when I was leveling up.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea.
Oh. Yeah. It needs to make an int save, because it's my turn.
Hmm. I was thinking you're doing the cantrip one first.
He doesn't have quicken. If he did, it'd be a great idea.
In any case, 17. So int save.
When I subtract 4 from this, I need a nat 20. I rolled an 18. So my 14 fails.
All right. So I am casting
from UA.
Psychic Lance from UA. I'm not saying this guy's name because...
It's okay.
You unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from your forehead at a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on an int saving throw or take 10d6 psychic damage and be incapped until the start of your next turn.
Fuck me. This one is not immune to being incapacitated like the other one was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who's look up conditionings?
My big hydra's not going to be a big hydra anymore.
No, it ain't. 31 points of psychic damage, and it is incapped.
Is this the sad trip one?
Nope.
Is it how much? 31?
31 points of psychic damage, and it is incapacitated.
For how long?
Till the end of my next turn.
Fuck me up.
So
incapacitated means that you automatically can I attack, crit.
Can I take actions or reactions? It's just what it means.
Hold on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. The second swing knocked a head, killed a head. The third one did not. Okay.
So it loses heads based on the damage it takes versus
a certain amount of damage.
Yep.
But they'll regrow.
Only with hit points recovery.
When it recovers, which it has a healing factor.
Okay, next.
Next up is Mr. Crab. Samurai Crab.
I don't believe you get auto crit.
No.
Correct. It can only... It cannot take actions or reactions.
Okay.
All right. So the first swing with each weapon... 14?
Misses.
17?
Hits.
So the katana hits for 18.
Takes 7 acid damage.
Okay.
You said 14.
15, 18.
The second head dies.
No.
I got a 1, and then followed by a 17. And then that's also going to miss.
All right. You didn't hit that to second half, so you didn't get acid splash.
Uh-huh.
Who's next?
Damn it. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on our samurai.
Crap.
Snip, snip.
Meant to be. It was meant to be. Heal 23.
Snip, snip.
What's your bonus action?
Bonus action. I think it's going to be the same as every other bonus action I've had.
Since you became a cleric.
this entire gauntlet. Spiritual weapon!
What level?
2. I want to save my 4th level.
15. 15th level spell, what?
So a 23 will hit.
Hits.
Takes sad number of 9 fours.
Third head dies.
Hit.
Iron scale. In cap.
6 heads grow back.
I have
So that become now has 9 heads.
Sounds like it has extra attacks now.
Okay. What if I told you that we're aiming at the body and not the heads?
Not how it works.
What if I told you that we're aiming for the body and not the heads?
You know that doing fire damage.
Well, that was my other option for a 4th level spell, but, you know.
You had never said that before.
I know what I'm doing next this round.
Boo.
You
didn't
ask, are there any other special features? You said any immunities or resistances or vulnerabilities.
Tell him.
No. I was very careful in what I gave you.
Right force. Unless it's moving.
Okay. Does not move.
Do it.
No, it's good.
Okay, I mean for the body and the heart.
Move away from us and then give us a text of opportunity?
Nope.
Aiming for the heart. Not the head. Or a neck. Only body. Rolled a 3.
You're so lucky that it doesn't get a turn right now. It'll be 9 bites. You miss.
I hit myself.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 1 and then I rolled a 1 again. That was my second hit.
Would you like to use an inspiration?
Yes, please.
You have inspiration. Use it.
I use net die. Oh, thank God. 18 plus 9. Thank goodness. I feel a big smite. It's big smite time.
Hey, Paul. It's a smitey night, and
the feeling's right. Smite night.
I'm giving you the full total. Are you ready?
What about Sanguine?
When's the last time you had a good Hydra fight? A real Hydra fight. Not like when you killed in 2 rounds.
It's been a while.
Like, I'm talking about like AD&D Hydras, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Or you were fucking scared the whole fight. You're like, cause
oh,
like,
yeah.
I got 9 heads to play. How often does that happen?
See, and that was back when they regrew the heads almost instantaneously, so the next round you can fight with them.
I did. 30, what did you do now?
38 damage.
Total?
Yes. And it's in the heart.
8 heads.
You seem to not understand where I was aiming. I was aiming for the body and the heart.
It doesn't work that way.
Damn it!
I would let you attack with disadvantage to not have the chance at knocking a head off.
I would take that.
I'm going to offer that as an option. If your strike is at disadvantage, you have a chance, and it would knock it below the threshold it needs to hit a new head, it will not count against you. It will not count against that. You would negate that head dying.
Okay.
I'm giving that as an option.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay. I can't do that again. I only have one spell.
Okay, do something good.
I'm casting Fireball.
Yeah. I'm sad.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
All right. It needs to make a dex save of 17.
Doesn't matter. I didn't.
All right.
Oh, I can't get my heads back.
So.
Too bad we don't have Callum's ring that he got. Because that was Ring of Fireball.
Yeah.
27 fire damage.
Relevant number of fire damage. Stop regrowing my head.
17 heads pop back up.
Another head dies, but it does not stop. No, it's one off. No. It's every increment of 35. It moves ahead. So that would tick it over the next increment. Yeah, so it's 7 heads now.
More.
It can't get those back. Rawr.
You're right. Just playing to my strengths.
I'm not.
And
mad.
That's the end of the end cap. It has reactions again.
Yeah, that sounds good. Dude, run away from me. Let me bite you. I don't know.
Samurai.
All right. I'm swinging at it.
You need bludgeoning weapons.
There are no bludgeoning finesse weapons.
Does not fists. Work that way.
Says your fists.
15
misses.
And a 23.
Let me roll some
9, 14 damage.
Samesies, take 14 damage.
Ow.
Samesies.
Fifteen. You said yes. That's a mess. 16. I'm looking for, and then
no, you're looking for 17.
Actually. Oh, 17. One followed by a three.
All right, the katana. So that is a stab an ally. So who's next to you, everybody?
Yeah.
46.
Six.
Hi.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Going around.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's if I'm doing, but it's from his perspective.
So it goes around the table like you're dealing cards.
Roll damage against him with whatever weapon that was. Sorry, we're pointing at...
Fuck.
We're pointing
three
at Weasel.
Extra points from my fire art.
Yes.
I don't want to say.
Oh, no!
Just say it.
24.
I haven't got to hit him that hard in a while.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm alive.
Okay.
And it's really bitter cold.
So you start to feel your joints lock up, like you're moving slower than...
I see.
And it doesn't actually have that effect yet, but that was something that you can feel it might be something that happens eventually.
But you are also a fire boy, so you should be fine.
Hey, think about it this way. You're not getting acided this turn.
That's true. Well, no, I did get acided, but...
This strike.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, just be careful of splash damage.
All right, yeah, so
you know,
was it Wakizashi or was it the katana?
Katana.
So he went to go slash, and the Hydra, newly able to move, shrugged its shoulder, and it actually deflected off the plate and into your side. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he slashed into you. It was a pure deflection into your side.
Ah. I thought of a finesse bludgeoning weapon, nunchucks. Not in the system, but
yeah. No, it's
technically, I believe they would classify as A, a monk weapon, and yep. B, a club.
I'm not denying it, but
it actually lists as like
that's an example of nunchucks in the monk section of the book.
Yep.
Okay,
but it would you not consider that a finesse weapon?
Nope, it's a monk weapon. Because I'm sorry, if you're not trained to use nunchucks, that is a blunt instrument.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah. I can't read it.
Is it fireworks?
Your next fire damage.
In any case, teleport away, then fire.
Damon's turn.
Damon's turn. Roman candle.
Does Nato's character look damaged?
Yes. 57 out of 90.
Almost half.
That's a good fight.
I'm going to cast. Think about mass healing word. I only got 3 targets that can actually heal from it. So okay. It's better if I just use a third level healing word. No, because then I get. Middle of 18 points. Minimum of 21 points.
Minimum of whatever the hell's lost in the table. But
that's. Yeah. I feel like that's. It's okay.
Whatever you want to do, man.
No, I'm still gonna. I'm gonna activate my sanctuary.
And yourself?
My Twilight Sanctuary.
Okay, that's an action.
And then bonus action.
I get it.
You know what? Yeah.
3d4, I think?
Or is it, it's 1d4. 1d4 plus 6. For each victim.
To each person.
Natalie, you heal.
It's one time.
Woo!
One number it. Going all around.
Everyone heals 9 points. So I gained 27 points.
To your pool.
And then what's the roll for the 10 hit points?
D6 plus. At the end of your turn, you get it.
Oh. I thought it was the end of your turn.
Into this thing.
I only got 4.
Yeah. Well.
I want my maximum first, which is int plus proficiency.
Okay.
Scaly.
Ooh, I have. Hold on. I lost. What do you be the next head lost? So I have 7 heads. 7 attacks. One at each person, then one person doesn't get a turn, doesn't get a second. Alright, start with Prey Force. 23.
Yes.
Take 19.
Wait. What is your armor class?
18.
That would hit, even with shield.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can try.
Weasel?
No, what was the damage again?
19.
Ow.
Weasel? 28 to hit.
Okay.
Yeah, and I rolled an 18. And it is... I can't... 18 points. Someone I grab. Wow, I haven't rolled... I'm rolling really well. That's 29 to hit you. That's for 19 points again. No, I can't. Yes, I can't. All right. Damon's like adding that extra 10 HP. Damon. Wow. Third night. That 19. So that is, 29 to hit.
A shield.
It's, you still get hit.
I don't shield.
You can't.
I know.
That is 14 plus 2 is 16. 15. All right. Then who doesn't get the who doesn't get a second? 1, 2, 3, 4 are on the table. Weasel.
Thank fuck.
Fucking convenient that the one will be downed for sure.
Oh no!
What are you talking about? I'm not even half yet.
I thought you were. Okay, you're fine.
That's
no, we
me.
Got healing. We got healing.
Okay. Bright Force.
What do you mean, Bright Force?
Everybody gets
it. You rolled him!
No, he's the one that doesn't get the extra attack.
Oh, God, fuck it.
12 misses you, though, right?
Yes, thank God!
Someone I collab? 25?
I'll shield.
I had a feeling. Damon.
25. I shield.
It's only the first one I've used so far.
I know.
I've rolled really high or really low against him. Nothing in between.
That's my third shield today.
Alright. And it roars.
Ooh. Ooh.
It is so scary.
Oh, show your teeth.
And it, like, acid drips out of its
fang. Oh, that's gross. Don't do that again.
Alright, Bright Force.
Alright. Okay. Am I going. Shall I?
Yes.
I'm going to Roman Candle it. I'm going to teleport. I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to teleport away.
Teleport first.
Teleport first, I mean.
You teleport 30 feet away.
Yeah. And then I do Roman Candle.
With what kind of damage type?
Fire damage.
There you go.
So it's resistant to fire.
No, it's not.
Listen. God, it's not. I've been paying attention.
Roll the hit twice.
Then you use cold to stop it.
Yep.
Is it?
That I could get into.
Yeah. That's why he's not going to do
plus
it.
Plus 8?
Yeah, it's whatever. I put it in the dock.
No.
It's plus 6. Look, it's 2 times plus 6.
Okay.
To roll 2. Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah. And then you also need D.
Natural 20 and a 17.
Both of those hit.
Well, yeah.
So
roll 2d10.
Yep.
And you'll
add 16.
I have a... Oh, I see.
Right, she's plus 3.
2d10 and then a plus d12.
No.
But it says d12 here. 1d12 plus 3.
Oh,
I'll fix it.
No, it's definitely. No, hold on. Hers might be d12s.
It says on here. You made it.
Someone check the power sheet.
No.
Power set.
Is it d10s? It's Eldritch Blast plus Power Mod.
Okay, so it is d10s. I just mistyped it.
Okay. So 2d10s and then plus
16.
Plus 16.
Because you crit.
Oh, well, that sucks.
No, it's not.
I like that.
But you use both hands to cast it.
No.
1 and a 5 is 6 plus
16. So 22.
And it's fire.
That sucks.
No, the relevant thing was that it was fire.
She's learning from me. Watch this. You know, Natalie, there is another thing you can do. No, you don't have that yet. Never mind.
The glitter bomb?
The mortar. He doesn't have that yet.
No, that's next level.
Yeah,
that's next power.
Next tier.
Next tier up.
Unless she gets the, what do you call it?
Power surge.
It wouldn't
affect. That's considered...
For the primaries.
Was that considered a level 1 spell, Paul?
No, it isn't a spell.
It's a cantrip. It needs to make a 17 dex save.
Oh, look, watch me not do that. I didn't do that.
All right.
Hydras are not known to be very dexterous.
No.
Question for Paul.
32 fire damage.
Nice.
That's bad for me.
Next up is Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs!
No one's just a Krusty Krab.
No,
I was too old for that when that was on TV.
Same. And yet people still talk about it at work. People that are too old to have actually, you know.
Another head died, by the way.
Good.
Well, the katana is going to miss. Two more heads died. But the lucky shot is going to crit.
Give me the first one. Give it to me in order. It matters.
Okay. Katana missed.
Okay.
And then.
Critical.
Dead. It has 5 HP. I rolled only 2d8s to see how much acid damage I did to you.
No, 1d8. It only had 5 hit points.
Take 7.
Okay.
I call him in the morning.
As the final blow comes through, the frost from his weapon lances. You want to narrative it or want me to narrative it?
You can go ahead and narrative it.
Right, you're already halfway through it.
Yeah. The frost from his blade courses through, freezing the acid within it, causing the acid to spike out through the body and dismembering it into a pile of heads. And the heart just bursts, and you watch it before you, and it forms into a potent green crystal.
Ooh.
Grab that shit.
Arcana first?
I'm going to grab it first.
You grab it before it sinks into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You have an acid hydra heart. And you hear Gilgamesh roar with rage as it's time to end. Thanks everybody for listening. Like we said last time, if you could, you know, like us on Apple Podcasts and, you know, give us a review wherever you do listen to podcasts, it's very helpful. And if you want to get in touch with us, find us on Twitter or join our Patreon at patreon.com/vanderhayden. Thanks everybody.
Good night everybody.
Take care.
Everybody stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.